You're listening to KCBX News. I'm Benjamin Perper. The return of drought conditions across California has forced many animals to seek refuge closer to where humans live, and now rattlesnakes are moving in closer to people's homes. KCBX's Angel Russell reports.
There's been an uptick in calls from residents throughout the Central Coast reporting snakes slithering their way into people's yards. Dr. Emily Taylor with Central Coast Snake Services says it's because the snakes are desperate for water.
So they're moving into people's yards at higher rates than they normally are to try to drink from bird baths, leaky faucets, pools, anything they can find.
Central Coast Snake Services is an organization that clears snakes from properties and public areas and relocates them to uninhabited areas. Taylor says people tend to get bitten by a rattlesnake when they try to kill one they come across.
If you encounter a rattlesnake anywhere, whether it's in your yard or out in the trail, you should back away, give it space.
Taylor says it's more common for dogs to get bitten and advocates to never let your dog off leash on a hiking trail. She says if your dog is bitten by a rattlesnake, don't try to get the venom out or put any tourniquet around the wound.
The only things you should do is immediately remove any constrictive jewelry, including the dog's collar, and then go straight to emergency medical attention. Don't put any ice or heat on it.
While there are pest control companies that can exterminate rattlesnakes found in your yard, Taylor encourages people not to kill them, since she says rattlesnakes play an important role in the ecosystem.
Rattlesnakes are pretty good neighbors for a couple of reasons. The first thing is that they eat rodents that carry diseases. They also act as food for a lot of animals that we like owls and hawks and so on.
For more information on how to deal with rattlesnakes if you see one, visit Slo County's Animal Services website at slocounty.ca.gov. For KCBX News, I'm Angel Russell.